Well, good evening, everybody. Final night of 2014, and what a year it was. My name is David Litt. I've got David Sandoval, our owner and founder, on the line as well. Really appreciate you being here and joining us to ring out the old year and ring in the new year, and doing it as a family and as a community, and excited to be on the line to celebrate the success that you all had and we all had in 2014, and also to talk about the momentum that sure is to come here starting tomorrow. So I'm going to turn the call over to our owner and founder, David Sandoval.
Well, good evening, everybody, and I really appreciate those of you who are taking the time. The further east I know, the more difficult it is perhaps tonight. And so for all of you for calling from Florida, New York, and Baltimore, and up the coast, we truly appreciate your being with us, and all the way over in Hawaii as well. It's a long time till midnight, but I know from my years of living there that the party certainly has already begun. So I'm glad that you're all taking a minute with us. And I want to keep it simple tonight. You know, there's an old thing that says K-I-S-S, and I always said that that means keep it simple, Sandoval. And yet I still, at times, you know, get caught up in a lot of details. And so tonight, I want to let you know, I want to call it the dreams call, because David Litt and I are going to talk about a little bit about the future, about what we call the dreams technology, and it's going to revolutionize everybody's participation in Purium, especially if you're on, you know, the end where we're building businesses and changing lives. The platform is really amazing. I want to talk about my mantra, the mantra that I created after our convention, and we learned to learn from a woman who taught us about four personality types. And then I want to talk about the recipe for success, how each of you could quickly build to 2,000 plus a month and beyond. Because remember, once you could get 2,000 a month, once you could earn 2,000 a month, then you could easily, not easily, I apologize for that word, then you know how to get to 10,000 a month. If you could get to 2,000 a month, you could get to 10,000 a month. And so let's talk about how you could get to 2,000 a month. And then finally, we're going to explain what we mean by dreams. And that's sort of going to be the purpose of tonight's call. But before we do that, it wouldn't be an end of year call if we didn't look back, if we didn't look back and see what some of our favorite moments were. And so, you know, I have to tell you that I've got a few, like three or four favorite moments that I have, and I'm not going to take too long on them. And I've gotten one or two favorite moments that I got from the field. People said that they sort of like the highlight of what they, you know, did over the year. And so, and then I'm going to leave David Litt to give his four. I'm going to give him four highlights, and that's going to limit him because I know he's got at least six or eight that he wants to throw out there. Maybe I'll cover some of his. But my first highlight is when we started the year and they asked me what we thought our growth would be. And I threw out an outlandish number, ridiculous number, and you guys made that happen. So thank you very much. And David Litt is fond of saying that we're 25 times bigger than we were 24 months ago. And that just is amazing. We're 25 times bigger than we were 24 months ago, and that's because of you guys. And that's exactly what I predicted we would be. That's exactly where we are. So I could tell you when we look in the future and I tell you where we're going to be, you should believe me, because this is where I said we were going to be 12 months ago. This is exactly where we are, and it's just one stopping point on where we're going to be. My second favorite point is when we had our first people hit the crown level. That proved to me that we can create success in people's lives. And that was a beautiful thing when we had multiple crowns and we were showing that crowns were, it was like popcorn. It's like once it gets hot enough, once the pan gets hot enough, the crowns just started popping. Pop, 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 pop. And I knew that we had created the right environment for people to succeed. My third favorite moment was when a person came to me and they said that they were truly bankrupt, that they were bankrupt emotionally, physically, but most unfortunately financially in their world. And they didn't see any way out in an economy that didn't offer any way up. And most people were moving down. taking second and third jobs just to earn what they made at one job before. And she gained her dignity back. She regained her dignity. She regained her pride. She regained the respect of her children and the people around her who thought that she had sunken into MROs, that she would never get out of. And Imperium got her out of it first by changing her physically. Then by realizing she wasn't alone, she built a team. And after building a team, she built a business. And that business became her life, in a way, the stepping stone up and out of the life that she was in. I don't mean the pyramid became her life. I mean it became the stepping stone to bring her into a better life. And even though it seems simple, that $1,500 to $2,500 a month, that will change somebody's life. And you have the ability to teach somebody to earn that, to get that, within months, within weeks, potentially, and pull themselves out of bankruptcy, pull themselves out of physical, emotional bankruptcy as well. And that was a beautiful time. And my final point was our convention. The convention was the culmination of a dream of mine to have a room full of like-minded and well-intentioned people who were taking advantage of this incredible thing we call free enterprise in the proper way, harnessing free enterprise to make the world a better place and to change lives, harnessing free enterprise to make the world a better place and to change people's lives. What could make me more proud than that? And then a couple of the things that people shared with me that made them proud was when they brought people to plant tours and they met Amy and they saw this woman, this strong, down-to-earth, southern, type of charm, yet this, like, incredible toughness. And they realized that this company was absolutely in good hands because the people at the helm of it were the people who were raising the kids and raising the food to be good for each other, you know, to make sure that the world was better for our children. And Amy is my business partner, but she's also a mother and a wife. And she has responsibilities that have nothing to do with this company or with me. Yet she is the strength. She is the rock. And one of the things that people said was the highlight is, you know, of course, everybody gets to see me because I'm out front. I'm there. I'm in your face. But Amy, she's like, there's the duck, you know, and you got the duck. And the duck's swimming in the water. And everybody sees the perfect feathers and the head cocked. And he's so calm as he moves around. But nobody sees under the water that there's 2 feet paddling like heck. And so, you know, me and Amy, we're like those feet. So, you know, in a way, Amy's that unseen part of the company that's just doing silently every day, just absolutely chugging away and making this happen. So that was one of the things that people shared with me. And the other thing were the dream trips. When we got to get together, whether it be at the Oasis, whether it be in Los Angeles, or whether it was in Arizona recently, that the fact that we spend a significant amount of money spoiling you rotten just as a reward for helping bring this company to where it needs to be. And, you know, I really have fun doing it, by the way. And it was David Litt's suggestion. I just ran with it. So those are my three plus two that I got from the field. And David Litt, I'm going to invite you to do the same if you like.
Sure. Well, you've taken most of mine, but that's good that we're like-minded and seeing things the same way. But, you know, I would have to say that there's nothing like the first time, and we had a lot of firsts, in 2014, starting with our convention. So it was exciting to see, you know, everybody gather together, all the spirit in the community. And just the other day, I was listening to the song Let's Get It Started in here. And, you know, got goosebumps, just, or as they say in Hawaii, chicken skin, as far as, just hearing that song and the amount of emotion that's attached to it for me now, you're just feeling the energy of the room, the community coming together and the family coming together. And so it was exciting also to see our corporate team pull together and all different departments coming to make that a reality and all the things we deliver, but just all the coordination that it took to make it happen. So, you know, that proved to me, and we got a lot of compliments from the field as well as even from some vendors that were involved, that, you know, that was the best first convention they'd ever seen. So, you know, very proud of that, very proud of lots of other firsts. You know, we had our first, you know, $100,000 day. We also had our first $500,000 day. You know, we had our first $1 million month and $2 million month and $3 million month. And so, you know, we had a lot of firsts, and it was exciting to watch the scoreboard. And you know, I'm a bottom line person. I know you are too, Dave. And to be a successful business person, ultimately, it is about mission. It is about movement. It is about helping and changing people's lives. But, you know, to see some of those numbers move and the firsts really is a reflection of how many lives we've changed. And then, you know, there's no question that the most important thing and the most moving thing for me is always, you know, being on the road and talking to people. And as you said, you know, the stories that people share, you know, the health stories that people share, not just about the weight loss, but about how it affects their lives in a deep, deep way. And you know, unfortunately, we can't promote those as much as we'd like to. The government doesn't let us do that. But to know that our products really are saving people's lives on a regular basis. I happened to speak this morning with one of the top people in the GMO field, and that's another great first that we have, being the first network marketing company to have a product certified and verified by the Non-GMO Project. And, you know, he was giving us lots of credit for, you know, doing the right thing for the right reasons. And, Dave, you've been doing that for 20-plus years along with Amy. And so, you know, it's great that we have a mission, we have a game plan, and the market is moving toward us, and it's getting easier and easier to promote. So those would be some of the big ones, and one that just happened recently is my son. He just did a transformation. He's 17 years old. It was his choice, you know, no arm twisting from me or from mom. He wanted to do it, and he lost 11.6 pounds in 5 days. He followed the system. He had no preconceptions. He had no complaints. He had no worries. He wanted to do it. He was motivated to do it. He's a by-the-book guy. He followed the chart, and he had amazing results. And he didn't have any headaches. He didn't have any, you know, problems sleeping. He didn't have anything. And so it taught me two things. One is that it taught me that, you know, sometimes a lot of the problems that people have with the transformation are in their head, not in their body. And number two, it taught me that I've done 5 transformations, but watching him do his transformation was far, far, far more satisfying for me to be able to help somebody I love feel better about themselves. And, you know, it just goes back to the core of our business, which is paying it forward and sharing it with other people. And I know that all of you on the phone have had that experience firsthand where you've, you know, shared the transformation, shared our product, shared our program with other people. They've had a good experience with that, and how good that makes you feel. So, you know, throughout 2014, I'm sure that all of you have enjoyed, you know, that experience that I just had here the last few days with my son, you know, thanking me and being happy and feeling great about himself for losing that weight and, you know, just feeling healthier. So that's kind of, as I look back on 2014, those are some of the things that were meaningful for me.
Awesome. Well, David, what I love about you is when I ask you for 3, you give me 5, and that's what I've always loved about you. So, not how high, not the jump, but how high, right, David? So, so the next thing is the mantra. Now, I want everybody, if you haven't written this down, if you don't know about it, this is the mantra I came up after learning our color code. Is that the right? It's color code, right, David?
Bank code.
Bank code. I'm so sorry. I know that led us toward the bank code. So the bank code was amazing. It changed my perception of how we approach people. And so because I always keep things simple, keep it simple, Sandoval, I brought the bank code into a 4-sentence presentation that I want you all to know. And it goes like this. We have a proven system. It produces dramatic results. And you could add in only 10 days. It is based on solid science, and sharing it feels really good. Now, there's four type of people in the world, according to the bank code, that we could easily discern. Of course, there's many more than four, if you get into the real detail, but there's four basic groupings. There's people who love systems, who are systematic. There's people
that's the B for blueprint.
Mm-hmm. That's the blueprint.
In bank code.
Blueprint
yep.
people are systems people. They need to know that there's something that's been thought out that's logical that you could follow. The second people, the type of people who need dramatic results, well, our proven system provides dramatic results. They're the people who need to see it. They're the show me people. And who are they, David?
Well, they're the A's. They're the action people. They're the emotional people. They get excited. They want to hear the stories, feel the stories, and you know, bottom line, it works.
And then the truth is it's based on solid science like no other weight control program has ever been based on science. And trust me, there's people who want to dig deep. They want to know that this isn't hype, that it isn't, psychosomatic, that these results are coming from real solid science, and we provide that.
And those are the K's. Those are the knowledge people. They want to make sure that there's science behind and proof behind what we have.
But this is the best part for me, and maybe that reveals who I am. Sharing it feels really, really good. So whenever I get somebody involved in a transformation and they call me and they go, I'm only 5 days into this, I'm already 7 pounds down, I thought that that's all I was going to lose in the whole 10 days, you know, and they're like, and I made it through the dark 3 days and I feel amazing. Every time that happens, like, I literally get this moment like it's a Hallmark card. You know what I mean? It literally, every time that happens, I get emotional like I'm watching, you know, a tear-jerking movie, because this is why I'm in the game. So we have a proven system. It produces dramatic results. It's based on solid science, and sharing it feels real good. We've taken
and those are the nurturing people. So those are the people that care as much or more about the results of others than they do for themselves.
Exactly. And that's always been me. It's always been me. And so, you know, we've got this down. We've got it in the bank. And so when you have that, I've listened. I've been listening in silently on these Tuesday and Thursday calls, because I don't want to be the focus of those calls. That's you guys. That's when you guys got to be learning and teaching. And so I'm learning and learning, because every time David Lipp's teaching you guys, then I'm learning as well. And every time that you're teaching the field, I'm learning from you. So I love Tuesday and Thursday calls. And if you're not on them, you're really missing out, because if the owner learns from them, you learn from them. Believe me. So now I know that the Tuesdays can be a little repetitious, but trust me, you still learn how to create those repetitious systems. But here's the recipe for success that I've taken out of listening to a bunch of these calls and interviewing a bunch of our top people. And it starts like this. And I've got somebody who I'm practicing with this, and they hit consultants in their first day. So the bottom line is that you need to understand that you can't do it alone. So you start a support group, and you start a transformation support group, and that's how you do it. And you say, I'm going to get 12 people. I'm going to get 12 people. And you announce from the very beginning, the first person you get, that we're going to get 12 people to do this together, because doing it together as a group is really supportive. And you know, if 12 was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. So let's go for this. We're going to get 12 people, and we're going to start this. You get 12 people, you're going to have 12 success stories, and they're going to support each other. And first of all, you're going to get to consultant, because you're going to get three or four of those yourself. You're going to get one other person to consultant, because they're going to get probably three people themselves. So in getting those 12 people, you're actually going to have started your business without anybody knowing it, because all you really care about is getting 12 people to do this together as a group. Everybody gets a gift card. Everybody saves $50. Everybody starts at the same time. And this is like magic. Those 12 people, those initial 12 people, are going to produce 12 stories. Those 12 stories are going to start to populate Facebook. You're going to show them how to put their stories on Facebook. If they're embarrassed about their before picture, it's okay. Put their after picture. Their friends know what they look like. Tell their story. Say how excited they are. And say they're so excited that they want to help the next support group. We're going to start another support group to help people who didn't make it into this one. And simply by starting support groups to help people do their New Year's resolution and their transformation, you're going to identify business builders. They're the ones who go out and find friends and get excited. They're going to place themselves into the pathway. Are they a consumer or are they a promoter? And you're going to help them do that. But in doing so, you're going to have jump-started your business, and it's going to be amazing. That's what I've learned. It's really simple. It's not complicated. You start with a group that gets excited. It's like a big snowball, and big snowballs get to be giant snowballs faster than little snowballs get to be giant snowballs, period. And 12 seems to be a magic number. It could be 6. It could be 8. It could be 10. It could be 20. But start out knowing that you're not doing this alone, that you're starting with a group. And when they start saying, we need 12, we're 4 short, who do you know that wants to do this with us? And they start going through their list without even knowing it, helping you build that. And if they want to get involved, then make them a consultant, you know, help them get into the business. So there's a recipe for success. I've heard it over and over and over. And it starts with not doing it alone. It starts with getting a group of people together, either a partner who helps you, or a whole group of people who you help. But it starts with a group. It never starts alone. Success is always, you know, one person realizing the benefits of having the help of many. And so there's a recipe. I want you guys to find yours, and that's one. The last thing, because I know we're taking a long time, the last thing is the dreams, and this is really what I'm here for. This is really what I want to share with you guys. This is really, really, really important. This is the future of Purium. If we're looking into the what do they call that little ball thing that they look in to see the future? You look at
the crystal ball.
Yeah, the crystal ball. Or if you look into, you know, whatever it is, David Litt actually has a peek for you right now. And it's amazing. We call it the dream platform. We added an S so it makes a lot more sense because we got a lot of dreams that we're going to fulfill. And dreams is, you know, just a really cute name for a new technology platform that is only available right now to companies that are multiple $100 million a year companies. And we are going to be that company, so we don't want to wait till we are that company to get this platform. So we're investing in a platform that companies 4 times bigger than us typically get. And we're going to be a company 4 times bigger than we are today very soon, so it makes sense that we do this. And this is going to bring us into the future as a networking company because it will simplify the process. It will put the process into a system that goes onto your phone or your computer or your handheld device. And every single day, this system is going to help you to manage your business the way that QuickBooks helps you manage your accounting. It is phenomenal. The only difference is, you know, QuickBooks doesn't pop up and say, hey, by the way, you just made a bunch of money. And if you make one more person reach consultant, you're going to make a bunch more. So I know this is a Meet the Owners call. We usually don't talk about money. But looking into the future, we have built a platform to grow this company dramatically. It includes a phenomenal new website, which you'll be seeing in a matter of weeks. It includes a phenomenal technology platform, which you'll be seeing in a matter of weeks. And I mean, before the end of February, you're going to see dramatic, huge changes in this company. And so I'm going to turn it over to David Litt because he actually has more details than I do. And I know that you're going to love, though, what dreams stand for. So I'm going to leave that to David.
Well, you know, it was a great team effort to come up with the name. Amy came up with, you know, the mandate, if you will. Let's call it the Dreams Platform. And Dave, you know, came up with the acronym, which is Daily Recruiting Earnings Activity Management System. So it's the Daily Recruiting Earnings Activity Management System. It's our Dreams platform. So, you know, this will make big dreams, fast dreams, smart dreams, simple dreams all come true. As Dave was saying, you know, we've got a new MyPurium.com website, which is going to be easier to navigate. It's going to be really lifestyle-focused, consumer-focused. It's going to be very responsive, so it'll work well on the phone, and it's going to look fantastic. It's going to really, really look beautiful and upgrade our brand from start to finish. And so, you know, it's long overdue. Yeah, it's long overdue, and I really appreciate Dave and Amy putting in the hundreds of thousands of dollars necessary to make this upgrade and make this change. But that's just a piece of it, because we're going to have a new ordering system. We're going to have a new enrolling system, all of which is going to be simpler and more intuitive. And then we've got a new back office, and the back office upgrades are going to be really substantial as far as having a graphic downline viewer and being able to make placements yourselves and being able to see how close you are to ranks and being able to scan and report, see reports much more easily. And then to me, you know, the final piece of the puzzle, which may be, you know, the most exciting, is that we've got a phone app, which is a mobile platform that's going to make everything actionable so that you'll be able to quickly see what's going on in your business, who you should be working with, and be able to call them, text them. There's going to be a lot of social media integration, and that's just the tip of the iceberg because we've got another release coming 90 days behind it that's really all about prospecting. So this year is going to be, you know, the year that our technology platform catapults into the future to, you know, Dave's not exaggerating, you know, companies that are 4, 8, 12 times as big as us, the biggest companies in this industry, you know, are the only ones that have this type of technology.
They're just getting it now. Yep.
Yeah, they're just getting it now. So you know, this is going to be a big, big, big deal to make everything you do easier. So that's the thing, is it's not going to do the work for you, but it's going to make you more effective and more efficient in the work that you choose to do. And so the faster you come out of the gate of January, the more transformers you've got on our group cleanse January 5th, the more healthy happy hours that you're doing, the more posting and hosting you got going on, you know, that's going to create the wave of momentum so that as we pull up, you know, we put together and launch this Dreams technology platform, your serious builders are going to want to jump on that program, and that's going to take, you know, take things to a whole nother level. So for those of you who weren't here January, February, and March of last year, you know, you're going to really have fun going through this the first time in 2015. And for those of you who were part of that run in 2014, January, February, and March, you remember how fun it was. It's going to be more fun this time because we've got lots more leadership, a better message, a better platform, better events coming up, and this new technology platform. So, you know, buckle in. I know we're buckling in and getting ready to run in 2015.
Definitely. It's going to be like, you know, you're going to bring somebody into your house and you're going to be really proud when you see the website. And I have one last thing, and then we'll end the business side of this right now with one little joke. Everybody knows that Brandy just exploded onto the scene, and she very quickly rose to be our top distributor. And then when you look behind Brandy, you saw this awesome dude, her brother, you know, Holly. And you realize that as a team, Holly was crunching numbers. He was figuring out who was close to rank, what they needed to do, who they needed to inspire, when they needed to call him. You know, how much volume did this person do? Do they need a little bit more to make some money so they'd be inspired? And are they having and so we call this the Holly app. Because everybody now, when they get this technology, everybody's going to have a Holly in their pocket. Because we could call
That's
it
perfect.
The pocket Holly. Because
That's right.
It's going to crunch all those numbers for you. I'm not exaggerating, am I, David?
No, absolutely not. You're going to be able to see, you know, who's working, who's not, who's close to ranks, who's not. And it's going to be very, very simple to manage and build your business.
So great. Well, enough of business because this is a Meet the Owners call, but, you know, but this is the last day of the year and we've got to look forward. You know, last year was phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. But next year, this is the time that we get to build on that. And so, I, again, want to just be humbly thankful. I want to let you know that it is an honor to be in service, you know, in the way that I am able to be in service to you and to those of you who really need what we have. And that's why I'm here. And there's going to be people who don't need or want what we have right now. The people who don't need it are very, very few. The people who don't want it are just not aware of why they need it yet, because they really, really do. So we've got something for everybody, and it's called a better life, and I don't know anybody who doesn't want a better life, and I want it for me, I want it for you, I want it for this planet and every inhabitant of this planet for generations and generations to come to be improved because of what we did here, because of the awareness we're creating about GMOs, because of the clean, living lives, the intelligence of our children that are going to go forth and change the world because we were smart enough to have clean lives and clean houses and clean food for them. And as we look in the future and we see a future where predictions are that one out of every two children is going to be born with autism by 2050, we realize that we have to be there right now to do something about what's wrong with the world and GMOs and these chemicals that have permeated our food supply. They are the enemy. They are the danger that we need to be aware of. So David Litt is amazing at helping get my passion into words and into lives, and you guys have been phenomenal at taking up that and running with it and going out there and for lack of a better word, just breaking down walls of ignorance and pushing, you know, through barriers that I just couldn't do on my own. And so, you know, with this year passing, remember that this isn't, you know, any different than tomorrow or the next day or the next day. Every day is an opportunity to look back on where we've been and to look forward to where we could be and to know that tomorrow could be better than yesterday and to learn from the mistakes but to celebrate, you know, the humanity of those mistakes as well. And there's nothing wrong with failing. They teach failing in college now. They say, take your idea, run out there, try it, see what's wrong with it, revise, go out and try it again. And by the time you revise twice, you're going to go out the third time and probably emerge victorious. But if you quit the first or second time, the first time because you're humiliated, the second time because you said, oh my God, I revised and I still didn't do it, then you're missing out on that huge opportunity, that third time that just may be the charm for you. So keep going out there, keep trying, keep failing, but learn from those failures. And so, David Litt, thank you, thank all of you, and let's have an amazing year. And David, if you want to unlock the phone or say any final words, we could all just give
them. No, that was perfect. That was perfect. Awesome, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, happy 2015.
Thank you, David. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Marcia,
for
the
week. Awesome.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Love you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2015.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Happy New Year.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Good night, everybody. Thank you, David. We'll see you all.
Mahalo.
Bye.
Happy time.
Good night, David.